Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I had no idea from your perspective and your direction what was taking place.
Yeah.
You didn't want to leave Washington.
I did not.
Okay, go.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave. I mean, we talked about it, but I think people got to understand it's a business, right? We got a small window. And, you know, one thing about this league, you see when coaches take over teams or owners, they all want their own people. Now, people got to remember, in 99, I was drafted in 99.
You were the last draft before he took over.
He took over the team.
I was his first draft
pick. In the summer, right? Yeah. So I was never his draft pick.
It is indeed go time. It's LeVar Arrington here. It's Up On Game Presents Conversations with a Legend, and this episode, pretty interesting, pretty extraordinary dude that I'm sitting here with. I happen to know him. Most people, you know, call him by the name Champ. I call him Roland. That's my guy, and he's my guy for this reason and this reason alone. I came in the year after you.
Yep.
One of the greatest players, not just cornerbacks, one of the greatest players. Now, I know his accolades, but his list is so long. I'm going to read them off to you, all right? Watch this. Three-time first-time All-Pro. Four-time second-team All-Pro. I only got second-team All-Pro ever, like twice. Think about that. 12-time Pro Bowler. That's a lot of times to be a Pro Bowler. Was the NFL interceptions leader in 06. All-decade team of the 2000s. All-rookie team. One of the 90 greatest Washington Commanders. I don't know how that works, but one of the greatest Washington Commanders of all time. 90.
I'll take it.
Denver Bronco. No, I'm saying Commander. You a Commander? I didn't know I was a Commander, but I guess we're Commanders now.
Franchise can be named anything.
Okay.
That's how I look at it.
The Washington franchise,
there you go.
Greatest 90 of all time. That worked. All right, that one worked. All right, okay. That worked better. Denver Broncos 50th anniversary team. Denver Broncos Ring of Fame. How are you not in the Washington's franchise's Ring of Fame? Okay,
that's nothing to do with it.
All right. You won the Bronco Nagurski Award. You were a consensus All-American. You are an NFL Hall of Famer. You are a college football Hall of Famer. I started my NFL career off with you. Right. I ended my football career as a whole with you because we are in the same college football Hall of Fame class, which was pretty cool. Now, here's a flex. Before we get into the interview, Champ Bailey, the flex today was I wear my college football Hall of Fame ring every day since I've gotten it. I don't take it off. I even sleep with it at times. I keep it on. And when you got out of the car today, you had on a jacket, and it was like, you know, we greeted each other like brothers do. And then I saw your jacket opened up, and I saw the football, the NFL Hall of Fame logo. So you've now graduated to the Daryl Green situation where you wear the collared golf shirt of the Hall of Fame, the National Football Hall of Fame. But then I was like, yeah, show me your college Hall of Fame ring. And it actually was a little bigger. There were a few more diamonds. The blue in it was a little bit different. And then I realized that I was with one of the GOATs, and that's Champ Bailey. Matter of fact, can you show the camera your ring right? It's just a tad bit different.
See, I wanted the people to see both rings, right? Like, we couldn't have on the same ring. So I had to, you know, give them a little variety.
It hurts a little bit.
Oh, you still
but I love, hey, look. So let's start with this.
Okay.
We had the conversation at the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I did not know this. Almost 20 years removed from the game, I did not realize I didn't have the full story about you. So here we go. We're going to talk about it. I'm like, Champ, why you ain't tell me we needed to get up out of here, man? Like, I'm just thinking, you know, Champ wants to leave. He doesn't want to be here. And that's cold-blooded. I didn't know why. I just knew, okay, Champ doesn't want to be here. They got to get under the salary cap. So then now I am asked to restructure my contract, which ultimately led to what everybody remembers LeVar for in Washington, the contract.
Right.
So indirectly, I was telling you, you ruined my career, Chad. You ruined my career. Now, here's the thing. I had no idea from your perspective and your direction what was taking place.
Yeah.
You didn't want to leave Washington.
I did not.
Okay, go.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave. I mean, we talked about it, but I think people got to understand it's a business, right? We got a small window. And, you know, one thing about this league, you see when coaches take over teams or owners, they all want their own people. Now, people got to remember in 99, I was drafted in 99.
You were the last draft before he took over.
He took over the team.
I was his first draft pick.
In the summer, right? Yeah. So I was never his draft pick, right? Yeah. I even had issues getting my first contract done. So now I'm trying to get a new deal. They wanted no parts of it, laughed at my deal, my proposal, whatever. That's a whole nother story. I never wanted to leave. So, you know, once the right team came about and put an offer on the table, you know, I signed the franchise tag, and next thing you know, I was traded. That's just how it went down.
That's an exclusive, I believe, because I know for me, it was an exclusive for me.
Well, I don't talk about it much.
I had no idea.
I don't talk about it much. It's irrelevant, really.
Right,
because,
right, sure.
You know, in this business, you got to understand, man, you don't always get to pick and choose where you could be.
That's true.
Like, you get drafted, you just got to go, right?
You got to go.
You know, unless you're Eli Manning. And
then you tell them what you want to do. Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, that happens very rarely. And, you know, that's how my career was played out. And everybody has their story, right?
Everybody has their story. And your story ended up being winning a Super Bowl.
No, let's back up.
Okay.
I went to a Super Bowl.
You went to a Super Bowl. You didn't win?
Nope. I retired the year we got crushed by Seattle.
Oh.
right.
I thought you got a Super
Bowl. Yeah, people always think I was on that team two,
right,
two
I thought
years
you were
later.
On that.
Nah, I was 2 years out of the game by then.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The Peyton Manning one.
Yep.
That was a
both
key
of them
Tlaib.
Was the Peyton Manning one.
That
yeah.
was a key yeah. Tlaib and
yep. Chris Harris.
Chris yeah. Harris. It was Chris
Vaughn,
Harris. That's right.
Yeah, Vaughn won the
Man.
MVP.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Breaking news to me again. All right, so because you ended in New Orleans.
Well, I ended in training camp in New Orleans and realized I was too old.
Nobody knew that.
And I shut it down. Yeah.
It's a lot about Champ Bailey. Let me tell you something. I used to call Champ the night crawler. If you ever watch how Champ ran, it was not, he didn't run like anybody I had ever seen in life. Like, you ran like the night crawler. Like,
I don't even know what that is.
X-Man. You know, the one that just disappeared. Gone, like here.
Then,
gone, right there. And the Nightcrawler would run like you just, you ran like a hummingbird. Like, you could run in every single direction at the same speed.
I had no choice. That was the nature of my position right there. Every
but
direction.
Nobody can do it.
Well,
not very many people could do it.
Like, that's why there's not a lot
now
of
keep
us.
In mind, now, keep in mind, I'm on the field my rookie year with Champ Bailey, Daryl Green, and Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
They ain't run like you. They didn't move like you. Like,
that's because they were old at the time.
Well, no. Now, let's be clear. Prime had his style.
Yeah.
So Prime would touch the ground. You remember he touched the ground?
Yeah.
And he was more like a like a spear.
Yeah.
Right? Touch the ground, he's like a spear. And so however he was, you know, kind of technique-wise handling it, it was his deal.
Yeah.
D. Green was just, I don't know, like, D. Green was just different.
He was a real sprinter.
He just could run.
Yeah, he can run.
D. Green was just, but he was, one thing people don't realize about D. Green's upper body's about that big.
Yeah.
It's about that big. He ain't got a big upper body. He is all horsepower. His calf muscles, people don't realize this. D. Green's legs was diesel, like
strong runner, man. He just and small but strong,
right?
Yeah.
So he's all over, like he's gonna run with you. He's gonna run with you, but you're like you were like, it was like they went there, you were there. Yeah, they went there, they were there. Yeah, you went there, there.
Yeah.
Where did that come from,
bro? I don't know. I mean, I honestly just I was born that way. Now, don't get me wrong. I had to work on things that made me a good corner. But, dude, I can't explain some of the things I did physically. It was just how I was.
But you did it on offense, too.
Right. I mean, that's my point. Like, I can't explain it.
Here's I'm going to go back to Nightcrawler one more time. Because you always was running like you was creeping. Like, you was creeping.
It's running with leverage. There you go.
All right. Like,
that's a good way to put it.
Like, you was creeping. And it was like even when you caught the ball, like you catch the ball, it's here.
Yeah.
But it was fast, out of there. Yeah. I thought it was one of the most unique. I say there's a few dudes that have unique running styles. Yours on defense is one of the most unique running styles. Yeah. Roger Craig, I still ain't seen nobody run like how you guys move or run. All right, let me ask you this. You come from a family of athletes.
Right.
I remember there was always the discussion that Boss was faster than me and all this other stuff. And Boss was fast.
Yes.
Boss was
very fast.
Now, you had an older brother that balled too.
Yeah.
Was he fast too?
He was. He was fast. I think we got faster as we got, you know, he was fast and I was faster and Boss was the fastest.
Boss was faster than you.
Straight line speed. Now we just talk about straight line.
Okay.
None of them can stop and go that way like I could. But you know, my older brother played corner, so he was smaller. I was a little bigger.
Uh huh.
And then Boss was the
biggest. Bigger.
Yeah.
Right.
So it was like fast.
Wow.
You know, it was real dynamics. I mean, Boss was a hurdler too. So He just had the hips. He could run real good. He was flexible. And I don't know, man, I was just a little more explosive for some reason because I had the right body type to play football, play corner. I could play any position as far as skill. So it was, you know, it just all kind of worked out for me. Yeah, it just worked out for me.
What's it like when you play in a family where multiples make it to the league? Boss was a draft pick.
Yeah.
played linebacker, had a good career. What's that like when you're that? Do you know it? Do you feel it? Like, is it like a normal family? Y'all just gifted? Is it like, what does that feel like to be in a family where multiples are able to be that good?
You know, I don't know what to really compare it to, except, you know, my brother set the standard, right? So it's where I come from, I'm a small town, South Georgia. We didn't have a lot of examples of how it's done. Mm. Now, when I got a little older, I saw a few guys do some things, but then my brother got a full ride to Georgia. That was everything. I'm like, man, I'm better than him. Uh-huh. You know?
Right.
Even though at the time I knew I wasn't, I just knew when I was in ninth grade and when he was in ninth grade, there was no comparison.
Uh-huh.
I knew my future was bright. Okay, I'm at least gonna go to college.
Right.
You know, then he became a free agent, but by the time he was a free agent with the Cowboys, I had already known, like, okay, this path is set for me to go and be successful. You know, I was already coming into my body. You know, I was fast. I understood football a little better. So he got me to the point where I built up the confidence just through my work and my production that I knew I could go to the next level. And then the rest was history.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
All right, so the nicknames. I got to understand. You guys might be the only family where your nicknames are acknowledged as the government. How did that happen?
Well, it's not my legal name, but nobody knows Roland. You're the only person that consistently calls me that. Nobody in my family, outside of my family, calls me Roland. But, well, my dad's Roland, so and that's the only name he goes by. So I got my name my mom just started calling me that. I was a toddler. She just started calling me Champ. It just stuck. You know, and then Boss, he got his name from a distant relative. They just loved the name. He favored him. So, you know, they start calling him Boss. So it was nothing like dramatic that happened. It was just one of those things, man. You know how you get nicknames.
But you do know that's like you don't hear. Like,
you don't.
You go to the high school level. It's right. Like Roland Bailey on the plate. Like, no, it's
no,
Chad.
It's Chad.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's stuck. Like, is that it? Was it a thing that y'all just so good that it's like, we're going to call him Champ. We're going to call him Boss.
When they start calling you that, now people have expectations, right? So you got to imagine when you think of a champ, you think of a champion.
You're the best.
Somebody who's good at sports.
You're the best.
I happen to be good at sports. So it stuck. It kind of fit what I was doing. It wasn't like, I'm Champ, I got to play sports. It was, no, I don't care what my name was. I was going to be good. Just happened to be Champ, and that just made it stick. I don't know, man.
It's got to go down in history.
I've never introduced myself as anything else. So.
It's two of the greatest nicknames that stuck as real names in the history of sports. Yeah. I can't think of anybody else that would have like that. You got Rondé and Tiki. They don't have a nickname. You got Dominique and Gerald. They don't have nicknames. Yeah. I mean, they had Nick like that human highlight film. I'll say this. You had the rocket and the missile. Now, that's fire. That's fire.
That's unique. I mean, because it fits the way they were.
But we knew that it was Quadri and we knew it was Raheem.
So something like that. Yeah.
Raheem. But Quadri's is easier because, you know, I don't know. But we call him the Rocket.
Right.
So you Raheem, you know. Anyway, that might be in the conversation, but that ain't their names. That's their that's their brand name.
Yeah, well, they got those names when they were older.
Yeah.
We got our names when
that was y'all's names.
We couldn't even talk yet. We got our names. So it wasn't that we were doing anything special. It's, you know,
that was y'all's
name. We just got our names,
Crazy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
All right, now let's talk about college, because, you know, we went to the Hall of Fame this year.
Right.
You were at the Peach Bowl, but you were with the dogs.
Yeah.
You know, you weren't with the Hall of Famers. You was with the dogs. And your jacket was a little too big on you.
No apologies for that.
It was your
apologies.
You looked like Paddington Bear when you had your Hall of Fame jacket on.
That's why they took it back right away.
They took it back. Yeah. Another national championship. What does it mean to you to be a part of such a rich tradition of great football and a brand and style of football? And what does it mean to see it back at the top? I mean, I'm still waiting for a moment where Penn State gets to the point where they're playing football at that level. What's that like to be a part of that legacy? And arguably, I mean, some people throw Herschel out there. There's a few other names that they'll throw out there, but you're arguably the greatest player to ever play for Georgia. Mm-hmm. What does that feel like to be a part of that legacy, knowing that they play at such a high level?
It makes me feel like, you know, we're doing it right, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't get wins when you do it wrong.
That's right. Right.
You always want your school to do it right. And one thing we've been consistent about is putting our resources where it's going to give us the results we want. We doubled down on recruiting, coaching staff. You look at our staff, we got at least 4 or 5 former head coaches on our staff,
yep.
Future head coaches on our staff. So when you assemble that kind of atmosphere, it builds a different type of culture. Now, don't get me wrong, every facility in Power 5 schools are off the charts.
Yep.
So we do have that, but that's not what's selling the program. I think what sells it is the type of players and the type of leadership that we get in the building,
mm-hmm.
period. Like, we're already set up for success. Mm-hmm. Just like a Penn State, y'all set up for success.
Sure.
It's just going to take some time building that culture, uh-huh. and getting back to that winning tradition. And Georgia's always been a winning program, but we haven't been a championship program.
Okay.
Now we are, all because we got the right pieces in place.
Indeed. All right. What's Champ doing these days? Obviously, you're here. You know, we've had conversations. You're joining the team,
yeah.
with what we got going on with Skill and Pacematic and great company, great people. But I know we've come together on a future business endeavor that's taking place. Just talk a little bit about how you've gotten into, you know, the business world and how, you know, you're leveraging who you are to build what you're building through content.
Yeah, so basically what you said a lot right there. Like, I'm leveraging what I've already done. Sure. So how do you do that? And that was the most challenging part, is partnering with the right people outside of the game. The game is so structured for your whole life. People telling you where to be all the time. So now I'm out in the real world. I got to figure out and dictate my own movements. There's not somebody giving me a itinerary every week and telling me where to be. So that was a challenge in itself. But what I always went back to was my relationships. Like, we haven't really had a conversation in years, right? Mm-hmm. Like, but I always knew who you were. Mm-hmm. You always knew who I was, the type of person we are. So once we start talking, it's like we never missed a beat.
That's right.
Because we all know that we have positive ambitions. Uh-huh. We all got business. I've seen what you've been doing. So to sit with you and to talk, and then like, damn, we're doing the same things. Mm-hmm. We better work together. Mm-hmm. And now mm-hmm. here we are a yep. couple weeks later, right?
Right.
It's really that simple, but it all goes back to my relationships. Like, how do I take those relationships and turn them into good business ideas or business adventures? And mm-hmm. and that's really where I'm at. I'm still building. Yeah, I love the content piece, mm-hmm. but you're a content guru. So I'm like, okay, well, if I want to go down this road, let me learn from the guys yeah. that are already doing it. So, you know, fortunate enough for me, man, I didn't burn a lot of bridges.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm able to reach back out to a lot of different people.
I like that. All right, my last question for yeah. you, Roland, is, and I ask this to all the legends that all I right. interview.
Please, please.
At the end of it all, when they're looking down and they're paying their final respects,
right.
what is it that you want them to say? What do you want to hear the people that mattered and you cared about and loved the most? What is it that you would want to hear them say about you?
That I was dependable, reliable, you know, man of my word. You know, I think, for example, I think, you know, when I look back at just really my younger brother, you know, just me setting an example for him and creating a path for him to come down. I mean, he obviously had his own career, but I think that never ends, even outside of my family. Like, all these young players coming up, Champ did it the right way. You mm-hmm. know, every time somebody talks to one of my former teammates, they'll say, I went all out. Practice games, it didn't matter. So all those things are reflective of the type of person you are, and that's really what it's about for me. Just being accountable, dependable, and reliable.
Love it, man. It's Champ Bailey, man. Champ Bailey, Hall of Famer, NFL and college, and then life. It's a Hall of Famer. Appreciate you coming on the show,
hey,
man.
Anytime, boy.
And you know what? This is Up On Game Presents Conversations with a Legend. I'm LeVar Arrington. Make sure you check us out wherever it is that you download your podcast. All right? This will be a great episode. So check it out. Tell a friend. Click subscribe, all that good stuff. Until next time, check you out.